you for calling No More. This is Leticia. How may I assist you?
Hey, Leticia. I was trying to get in touch with Miss Wilson. She sent me an email there on a deferred payment.
I'm not sure who that is. Do you have your customer ID number or contract number?
Contract number is 11-733-20.
Okay.
I got an email explaining. So this is Tamia with Amira. This is a confirmation email that your 315 payment to 415, as the payment was skipped out past your grace period. You will. I guess it's you will.
Mm-hmm.
No, you will acquire a 10% late fee that will pull from the following payment. Explain what does that mean to me, dear.
Okay, give me one second.
I called this morning and said about if I can get a payment deferred from March.
So you want to skip your payment
for
1 month?
Yeah, just for that month.
Oh, okay.
I put it to the end of the loan, and I'm trying to understand is that want me to pay March and April's at the same time, or just April's, and that March is moved to the end.
Okay, so what is doing? Okay, so March they push March payment out to April, so both payments will be due at the same time.
Oh, so I got to make both at the same time.
Yeah.
The only thing
that you have to do is give us a call, and then you can move that the March payment out as well.
Well, that's the one I called about.
I mean, not March. I'm sorry. April payment out when it's time.
I'm not gonna be able to afford two of them at one time. That's what I'm saying.
That's why I'm saying you can call in and have the April payment pushed out as well.
But it ain't gonna change the fact. Eventually, I got to pay two.
That's correct.
And it's gonna be harder. It's gonna be hard for me to do that right now, anyway.
Yes, sir. Did you want to try doing like a restructure on the loan, where they push the payment out for 3 months, and you'll start that payment. Start your payments back in 3 months.
What does that mean?
It's like a restructure where you defer your payment back. Where you defer your payment for 3 months, you will start back paying. You won't pay for March, April, or May. You'll start making the payments like in June.
Yeah, but is that going to still be the exact same amount per month, or I got to pay March, April, and May in June?
They will actually, I think they will be cut in half. I'm not sure how, I mean, I know it would not be the monthly payment of what you're paying now during your restructure period.
I'm confused. What does that mean, dear? I'm confused when you say.
Okay, so if you wanted to do a restructure on your loan, what they do is push the payment back for 3 months. The payment is not going to be your monthly payment that you're paying now, but it'll be like split in half of what you're paying.
Are you talking about what I'm paying now?
Correct.
So if I'm paying right at $3,800, I would have to pay how much?
Now that I'm not sure of. That's a different department that handles the restructure. But it does.
Yeah, but in 3 months. Mm-hmm. But then in 3 months, what do I have to pay?
That's what I'm not sure. I'm not sure how they set the payments up as far as like the restructure. But I do know that those monthly payments during that restructure are lower than your periodic monthly payment.
Yeah, but I understand that. But the 3 months that is restructured, does it get added on to the other one? So it goes from $3,800 to $5,000. for example.
Oh, no, it's not going to go up. No, it's not going to go up. It's actually going to go down during that restructure period.
Yeah, but what goes down, where does that rest of that money go that I'm going to have to pay? Is it put on after that?
So,
is that something I need to ask them?
Yes. That does that do the restructure?
Let me talk to them so maybe they can explain it better to me.
Okay. All right. Give me one second.